night, July 27, 2021, second night of revival.
deep, deep man. How many of you all are standing in need for God to remind you one more time? Amen. 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 I am hungry for what I am thirsty for what I got a burden this morning seeking the Lord for a quick revival. Amen. After being on lockdown for a whole year, after being cooped up in the house for a whole year, I'm like, God, you got to feed me this week. Amen. Thank you. And it's time now to do prayer now for doxology. Praise God.
You watched over us last night. You allowed that angel to behave one more time. So God, we come to you tonight to say thank you. Thank you, Master, for your grace and for your mercy. Now, Master, we come to you tonight confessing all of our sins. encourage you all to continue to read it and apply it from Sunday to Sunday. And watch how the Lord bless you real good. That is time now we have our offering. The choir will give us a song during our offering. Then we had a presentation of our preacher. The choir will give us another song. And when the preacher gets through preaching, the choir will give us another song. Amen.
Amen.
I think that's about five songs. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So while our officers are coming, the choir preparing themselves, we know we're asking all of our members here in our church, as well as our guests, we asking for this week revival. Our members are week revival. We asking for $100 for all of our members here in our church. $100. I'm right, Miss Betty Simpson, sorry. Is that right? Is it, I'm right, or $50 or $20? I'm with you, Mama. I thought maybe. Okay, all right. It's 25. Oh, okay, it's $25 for the whole week. Okay, amen.
taught her about, what, 15 minutes before time? And asked her to teach the whole week.
Enjoy the presence of God.
way? Can you shake it and free to? I see you slay.
Thank you. in the presence of the Lord. We bless God because God is good. And God is worthy to be praised. In the second night of revival, we are grateful that God blessed us with the wonderful opening on tonight, on last night, and on tonight. We look for God to do it again. The one who works diligently and who works at excellence. And I praise God for his example and his witness that speaks beyond the Southeast Conference. Pastor White is a leader not only in the Southeast Conference, but he's a leader in the state of Alabama. And we can put our hands together and praise God for the man. God bless you. Thank you for coming and being a part of this experience on tonight. To the officers and members of John's Chapel, to Lottie and to Donnie and to everybody. Amen. I greet you on tonight in the joy of He who was and He who is to come. On the second night of revival, we're gonna go to work very quickly. I want to invite you to the book of the Bible that nobody ought to have trouble finding.
Revelation.
The book of Genesis. Now, if you're struggling to find Genesis, something is really wrong. I want to invite our collective attention to the 32nd chapter of the book of Genesis. And I want to lift up just four verses. Genesis chapter number 32, beginning reading at the 24th verse. And when you had arrived there, come on and shout amen.
Amen.
Genesis chapter number 32, beginning reading at verse 24. It reads this way. Jacob was left alone. Man wrestled with him until daybreak. And when the man saw that he did not prevail against Jacob, struck him on the hip side. Jacob's hip was put out of joint as he wrestled with him. Then he said, "Let me go, for the day is breaking." But Jacob said, "I will not let you go until you bless me." So he said to him, "What is your name?" He said, "Jacob." Then the man said, "You should no longer be called Jacob, but Israel. For you have striven with God and with humans and have prevailed." Somebody just look at your neighbor through your mask and just whisper this to your neighbor. Say, "I need to change." Not anybody else, but I need to change. Can we go to God in prayer? Father, help me now. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I want to acknowledge the presence of the presiding elder of the Ozark Church District, the Reverend Dr. William G. Marshall. We celebrate our elders. I need to change. You change from some of my trifling ways. Y'all don't act brand new. And you change from my lustfulness. I can't kill the devil on tonight. I need a change from my gossiping ways. you to change from chase and tail. I need the change from drinking every night of the week. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Somebody just declare out loud, I need to change. Father, help me now. It is gospel recording artist Tamela Mann who sampled an old school song. The lyrics of that old school song says, change me, O God. Make me more like you. Change me, O God. Wash me through. Oh, y'all know the lyrics. And through. Create in me a what? A clean heart. So that I may worship you. Change me, O God. Make me more. Change me, O God, wash me through and through. Just create in me a clean heart so that I may worship you. I need you to change me. My brothers and sisters, it is this admission of guilt, this acknowledgement of individual responsibility, this assertion of divine dependence that ought to characterize the life of everybody who calls themselves a child of God. A life of worship, by definition, is a life of total submission to God. We cannot say that we are worshiping God if we have not submitted to the will of God. So oftentimes God takes us on the journey of humility. God shows us that you ain't as big and as bad as you think you are. Ladies and gentlemen, when God takes us on a path of humility, it is designed to show us our glaring shortcomings in juxtaposition with a perfect God who loves us in a perfect way. That's why you and I should never walk around boasting about what we've done. But we ought to every now and say, I did it, but God made it possible. We ought not walk around talking about our gifts and our talents and our accomplishments without God, we made it. They would say that we come this far
people don't know who you really are and what you really know. Somebody stop, please, Reverend. Y'all, I'm trying, I'm doing the best I can. Jacob was constantly looking over his shoulders, wondering if his actions would catch up to him. He was living with guilt that he tried to cover up and to deal with by himself. Oh, I need to preach right along in there, because I need to let somebody here know that God wants you to understand that God says there are certain things that I don't want you to deal with. But because when you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you never have to walk around carrying your guilt. And you can live in repentance, but you don't have to carry your guilt around, because Jesus said, I paid the price for your sins. Now God wants to shift that burden off of you. That's a word for somebody here on today who's done some wrong in your life. That no matter how big of a sinner you've been, that no matter what you've done, no matter
we
anachronistic appearance of Jesus.
Oh. What kind of appearance?
I'm going to say that word again. Yeah. Anachronistic. It's the same thing that occurs when Nebuchadnezzar throws Shadrach, Meshach, give them a name. Uh-huh. Because whatever you speak over, you have will change your destination. Something for you. I'm getting ready to allow
will start from within, and it's going to show from without.
Oh, yeah.
Wonderful message.
Yes.
For the previous chapter. Come on, and not bothership. If you're not saved,
tonight, tapping in number one.
is upset with what God is doing here in our church. The calls that I get during the week are not all positive calls. People not even member of our church calling and expressing themselves that they don't like what God is doing here in our church. The spirit of witchcraft is real. instructor. We want to be practical Christians throughout the week. Amen. Lord God has called us to be a wonderful revival, much needed revival. And we are thankful for you, Pastor Elijah Shafar. We're thankful for you. Amen. And you all today. We also have with us tonight our presiding elder, the presiding elder of the Ozark tradition, Reverend Dr. Amen. William Eugene Marshall. Amen. Here with us tonight. Amen. Come on, let's give our presiding elder a hand of praise. Thank y'all for him. We also brought with him a gift of $100 to give to our revival. Amen. Amen. It made out of John's chapel. Come on, believe me. Amen. Bless you. It's small time. Amen. Amen. Listen, he would call me and greet us, and after he greet us, we're going to hear from my evangelist. It is now 8:30. Amen. Come on, Pastor.
Praise the Lord. If I'm moving slow, it's because of just a reason. Thank God for this preacher tonight. Yeah. This powerhouse. Mm-hmm. This dynamic pastor, First Lady, and White, to this wonderful church here at John's Chapel. I'm not supposed to be out, but a little under the weather, about 6 to 8%, but at Big Mama's, I just need to get to the church.
Yes.
I need to get to the church, and so if I step out, it's because I'm just trying to be somewhat obedient.
Yeah.
Yeah. Take care of yourself. Take care of yourself. But I just wanted to come.
Yeah.
I wanted to come to support you, support my pastors and my members. You're doing a great work.
Absolutely.
You're doing a great work. And on behalf of those out of trust, we want to just say thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for all your support, your prayers, and everything that you do. So again, thank you so much. Thank you, Pastor White, for allowing me this opportunity to share with this awesome church.
Amen.
Everybody knows about John's Chapel. As well as St. Paul, greater St. Paul.
Amen.
God bless you. Love you, John's Chapel.
Amen.
And thank you.
Amen.
And we pray that God will continue to bless you in a mighty way.
Yes.
Not only at the duration of tonight, but also tomorrow. That pastor, good to see you as well, and to all of us. Amen. God bless you. Thank you.
Amen.
So much.
And I can just say, God is a good God. How many know we
one servant with God. Come on, let's get down to your feet.
Let's put this miss on tonight.
Open your mouth and say, I need a change. Say, God, change my name.
God, change my name.
God, change my manner.
God, change my manner.
And God, change my destination.
God, change my destination.
Bless me now.
Bless me now.
Bless me now.
Bless me now.
I won't let you go.
I won't let you go.
Until you bless me.
Until you bless me.
See you tomorrow.